This is Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour number two of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there you'll find for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy it. At freetalklive.com, we go right into your phone call. The purpose of the show is to take your calls about what you want to talk about. Let's talk first to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Wanted to give you an update on the Russell Canning arrest situation in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Canning, of course, is a Free Stater activist and was arrested in Keene yesterday.
Yes, anyone who listened actually within the last week of the show has actually heard Russell on the program. Mark had him in as a co-host on, was it Friday night show, Mark?
Yeah, it was Friday.
Russell Canning, super activist, civil disobedience superstar here in New Hampshire, has been arrested a number of times for civil disobedience. This particular case wasn't a civil disobedience act. He was actually at a courthouse to show support for another Free State Project member who was on trial for a registration violation. And that's when the county prosecutor spotted him, recognized him, and then ordered the state police to have him arrested on so-called non-payment of child support charges.
Yeah, and today I had a chance to call over to the jail, and I just thought, well, I'll just go ahead and ask for the superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered the phone. And he let me interview him for the Ridley Report.
Wow, cool.
So, and what was kind of soothing about this whole situation was this guy's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
That's right.
And he was very quick to say that he's concerned about kinds of different, you know, nonviolent offenders in his jail. And that could include, people on child support charges, like Russell.
What time did you call him, Dave, by the way?
I beg your pardon?
What time you called him today, you said?
It must have been about noon.
Oh, okay. Well, Free Minds TV, which is the TV show Toby and I do, for those listeners who don't know, we actually did an interview with him for a good half hour, 40 minutes, at about 10 o'clock in the morning, about the decrim measures and about the problem with incarcerating people for victimless crimes. So we were speaking to him about that. I was unaware that Russell had been arrested. I'm not always in the loop.
It was yesterday. I mean, it's pretty fresh.
Right. Yeah, so I was unaware that Russell was even there, but we actually were interwing the superintendent of the jail today, too. So
will that be on your show this week, Nick? Video?
It will. We had a lot of content, and we weren't sure whether we were going to spread it out over two shows. I think we're leaning towards just doing it all at once.
But whether it's this week or next week, you'll be able to catch it at freemindstv.com. And, Dave, your YouTube channel is ridleyreport.com. You do these wonderful little pieces on sort of news packages, teeny little news packages on different things happening here in New Hampshire. And so you're following the Russell Canning case very closely. And I actually saw the clip you're talking about where you interviewed the superintendent of that jail. And he sounded very, positive towards getting nonviolent offenders out of his prison. But I don't think that means he's going to go and let Russell out tonight.
Right. So what he'll do, and I'll add the full interview probably in the next day or two, but what he indicated was, what they try to do if they've got someone in there they're not comfortable having them in there, sometimes they'll just call, the court and say, hey, they're still here. They won't really advocate getting them out, but they'll just sort of, speed the process along within the system as best they can. And that's one reason why I've kind of stopped asking bureaucrats to quit their jobs, if I think they're pretty decent. Because from a position like that, you can, within the system, probably do a few good things. I would be, heartbroken if this guy were not the superintendent anymore.
There could be someone much worse in there, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. I also wanted to mention, on a totally separate issue, marijuana decriminalization passed the New Hampshire House today.
I was shocked and pleased. Now it moves on to the Senate. And, of course, Dennis at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance happened to call in right at the top of the show and include us in there. By the way, Dave, here's a tip for you and anybody that wants to see. We talked yesterday about the wonderful success It was a double-edged sword yesterday. We had a great success in court, and we had a tragedy when Russell got arrested. But the success was that David Krause, one of the activists here in the area, was driving without registration. His car's registration had expired last year, and he never bothered to renew it. He told the judge that he wasn't going to pay. He's involved in civil disobedience. He wants to increase their costs for enforcement. That was his purpose. And the judge let him off with a suspended fine, which means he doesn't have to pay a darn thing. He was able to walk out of the courtroom. It was an amazing success. I have posted a small documentary of the day's events. It's going to be up at freekeen.com tonight. It's already on the Free Keen YouTube channel right now. So YouTube Free Keen, and you can find that. So there's some footage there you might find useful.
Yeah, Lauren Canary was also filming her video up when her video went up, I think, either this morning or last night. So I'm waiting to see yours because I could see you in that video. I knew you probably got some good tape. And
yeah,
you're one of my
actually,
students,
I've got
so
the,
I know you'll do well.
I'm working on one of Russell's arrests because Lauren and I were both there when Russell got arrested, too. So we got it from two different angles. And I'm working on that one where you'll see how unreceptive the bureaucrats were to just simple questions about where Russell's, where they were taking him. They did not want to tell us where they were taking our friend. And it was kind of scary. You know, the idea that they just arrested your friend in front of you. You think that this is they're supposed to be public servants. You'd think they could just tell you where they're going to take him. But they do everything they did everything they could to conceal that information. And boy, they sure don't like cameras. Do they, Dave?
No, but that's a great thing for you to focus on in your video because that's a black hole in my stories that I did, and I don't think Lauren covered that either. So you'll be filling a niche there. But I've got all three stories. I've got stories on all three Russell videos, plus a video on the decrim thing, and a video on David Krause's situation.
So if you want to see what the latest is here, if you want to see the latest here in New Hampshire in video format, go to RidleyReport.com. And Dave, thank you for the call tonight and the update. We appreciate it. Dave Ridley is a trained newsman.
Yeah.
I mean, he has worked in the newsrooms, some of the biggest stations, as a professional. And now he's taking his expertise and applying it here in New Hampshire. He's a member of the Free State Project, has been here for a number of years. And this new Ridley Report thing that he's been doing for the past, what has it been, like 6 months now? Seems like a little while.
Sheer genius.
Has been a wonderful thing because it's really a window into the world of activism here in New Hampshire. It's of course, great to hear about what's happening on Free Talk Live, but that video footage of actually seeing it go down, of seeing the cops click the handcuffs onto Russell Canning yesterday, you can actually see that probably very soon at freekeen.com.
Likely anyone in any state or in Canada, any province, could do this if they could get pro-liberty news every day, because the Ridley Report comes out daily.
It's daily now.
Double daily.
It started, you know, every other day, and now it's daily, for sure.
But I just don't think you can get the news level the way you can in New Hampshire.
You need a team of people spread out over a large area, because there's just not the activists
right.
concentrated. So you might be able to do it in the whole state of California, but you might need 20 people, and then you have to collaborate.
The other cool thing
that
about,
makes it difficult.
About New Hampshire is... you know, it's about an hour's drive to wherever it is that you need to go. I don't know where Dave lives, but he may very well live in Concord.
Kind of moves around.
Manchester, Keene, there's the seacoast. So you're pretty much an hour from everything. That's the bottom third of the state, but that's where two-thirds of the population lives, and there's just not much liberty-wise going on above, you know, too far north of Concord.
There's not much going on anything-wise.
Right.
Much Concord.
One of the cool things about Dave and what he's doing is not only is he doing great news reporting, and it's very valuable for people that are outside watching and waiting and, you know, just sort of sitting on the fence saying, do I really want to join this Free State Project thing? One of those Ridley reports or something you might see at freemindstv.com or at freekeen.com, that could really push somebody over the edge. And so what's great about what Dave is doing is he's duplicating himself because he can't be everywhere. There's a lot going on, and only he can cover so much of it. So, for instance, yesterday, when Russell was arrested, you guys weren't there. Free Minds TV was not on the scene, but I was there with my camera. Lauren was there, who actually is part of your crew at Free Minds TV. She was there with her own camera. So we actually had two cameras on the scene going, recording the situation, which, I mean, you just don't
you
get
can tell
that.
The police were nervous as hell because of those cameras.
Really?
Too. Yeah. Couldn't you see them?
I was more focused on getting my shots right rather than, you know, what they were
Seemed to me their demeanors were.
No, I haven't seen the video. When they arrested Russell, did they tell him why he was being arrested?
Non-payment of child support.
But did they announce that to him when they slapped the cuffs on him?
Yes, before they put the cuffs on him.
Because it sounded like they just didn't say why, they just arrested him.
No, they said why, and then they took him off to some secret exit, and then I managed to find them again in the next court building across the street and asked one of the cops a question about where he was. She refused to answer, and then, well, you'll see the video. I'll let you know when I put it online. I'm in the middle of working on it now. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage. All while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Is Ian here with you?
And Nick.
and Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, enjoy them on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh you need to know about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Well, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. Patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. You can use code FTL and save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. By the way, we were talking about YouTube channels a moment ago, and there's some good ones out there. Of course, RidleyReport.com is a good one. That's, I think it's YouTube/RidleyReport. And then there's our YouTube channel, which is, it's not really Free Talk Lives. It's kind of the Liberty Activism here in Keene. It's YouTube/FreeKeene is where you can actually see the videos that I edit occasionally. I'm in the middle of editing one. I uploaded one today. And also, Free Minds TV posts their videos at Free Keene, which is mighty convenient. So
We want to get out through as many channels as possible, so
yes.
we're not stingy.
We need more subscribers, though, because Dave Ridley has twice the subscribers that we do. So
he's been very successful in building that up pretty quickly.
Well, he should, because he's really putting more content out there than we are.
I mean, it's really his. He does it every day, almost. It seems, every other day. So.
Right, and our content tends to be a little more long form. You know, Free Minds TV is a half an hour once a week, so when it posts, it's fairly lengthy versus, and even my... Even my shorts are usually around 5 minutes, which most Ridley reports are under 5 minutes long.
I'd say 5 minutes is about it.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, go to the Free Keene YouTube channel and check out the content. If you like it, subscribe, because that would be awesome. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Quick story about euthanasia. We started this the show off with this topic just by chance, and I happen to have this story sitting in my prep box. A French court has rejected, this according to news.com in Australia, has rejected a request from a 52-year-old severely disfigured former school teacher for the right to die in a case that has stirred much emotion in France. The High Court in Dijon, eastern France, decided to side with the prosecution, which argued current legislation does not allow Chantal Seabury's doctor to prescribe lethal drugs. In her appeal to the court, Ms. Seabury said she didn't want to endure further pain and subject herself to an irreversible worsening of her condition. She asked the court to allow her doctor to help her end her life. A mother of three who lives in the Bourgogne region of eastern France, Ms. Seabury drew a strong outpour of sympathy when she appealed in a television interview last month for the right to depart peacefully. Before and after pictures of the woman, her face severely deformed. And boy, that's maybe an understatement. I mean, this is... You guys have both seen the picture.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's horrible.
It's
disgusting.
Yeah. Her eye... I'm going to try to describe this, but of course we always post our stories on the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com, so you can see it for yourself. One of her eyes is 3 to 4 times larger than it should be. It is just so swollen, it's red, like blood red.
There's a reason it's blood red.
Yeah, it looks like it's about to pop out of her skull.
That would be the reason.
And the rest of her face is also pretty deformed and mangled. She's got some sort of skin condition. It's just horrific. And the French government has said, no, you're going to stick around. Because, that's the law, lady.
Yep.
And this is a nation of laws. Anyway, before and after pictures have been featured in the press, and her account of frightened children who run away at the sight of her has drawn sympathy. Ms. Sieber learned in 2002 she had developed an esthesian neuroblastoma, an uncommon malignant tumor in the nasal cavity, which she said has led to atrocious suffering. She said, in 2000, I lost the sense of smell and taste, and I lost my sight in October of 2007, she said in a TV interview. One would not allow an animal to go through what I have endured, she said before urging President Nicolas Sarkozy to intervene and grant her request. Commenting on the case, the judge said last week, doctors were not there to prescribe lethal drugs. Legislation adopted in 2005 allows families to request life support equipment for a terminally ill patient be switched off, but that doesn't allow a doctor to take action to end a patient's life. The president asked his chief advisor to contact Ms. Sieber and, seek a second opinion on her condition. She has said she will not appeal the decision rendered today, and she would find life-terminating drugs through other means. She says, I now know how to get my hands on what I need, and if I don't get it in France, I'll get it elsewhere. So she's just basically saying, whatever, I'll do whatever it takes. You know, go through the black market, travel to another country, do what I need to do to end my life. But she's in constant pain as a result of this.
I can totally understand how she feels. I mean, it's she looks like she's in awful pain. And for somebody to, you know, just to say that, no, you can't kill yourself because it's just wrong, it's against the law or whatever. It's obvious they've never had a family member who's been in that circumstance.
Well, I love
people don't kill themselves just willy nilly. Doctors don't kill people.
No, there are some people who kill themselves out of despair, out of depression. That most of us would argue probably it would have been a better idea if they hadn't done it. I mean, some people will kill themselves over short term things, but
those people are going to kill themselves anyway.
Well, there's already laws against it, and they still kill
suicide.
Right. Those people that really want to just die, they've already killed themselves off before they go through a court case to try to do it more peacefully.
I think her point is particularly relevant about the dogs. Your pet, your family pet, if it comes down with some malignant tumor that's deforming its head, then you don't have to go to some government agency and ask permission to put little Fluffy down. You know the dog's in pain. You know the dog's suffering. You take it to the vet, and, you know, the job is done in a matter of hours.
That's the humane thing to do.
So why is it that dogs and cats get treated more humanely than our fellow man? I mean, this is a sickness. And it really goes back to the point...
Because laws aren't humane.
That people... Well, yeah, you're right. And government isn't humane. But the purpose of government, if you look at state constitutions, I know it's here in New Hampshire's constitutions, also somewhere, I think, in the federal one. But if you look at the alleged purpose of these governments that we have, they're supposed to protect individual rights. Supposed to protect your life and liberty. Well, if it's my life, I should be able to decide what to do with it. If I want to throw it away, then I should be free to do so. You know, as long as I don't blow my brains out and splatter blood everywhere and, you know, make it so someone has to clean it up.
Or kill yourself in a manner that hurts someone.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just asinine to suggest that the government's here to keep you safe or to protect your life and liberty, but then when you want to take some liberty with your life, the government says, no, you can't do that.
To be fair, the New Hampshire Constitution actually does have a clause written in it about suicides.
Does it really?
Yeah.
And what does it say?
They can't suspend inheritance rights, which they do in some states. If you kill yourself, you can't. The state will seize your property, and that's supposed to be a deterrent. So while it is illegal, they really can't punish you in the ways that some states do. So at the time it was written, that was fairly progressive because it was one of the earlier ones. But that's in there.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, another prohibition. We'll talk about it in a moment here. It's the smoking ban in Minnesota. Give you an update on what some bar owners are doing there. And we'll talk to you about whatever you want to talk about if you dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. Uncivil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein, but it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second. They can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com. News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with
and
you.
Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy them on us. Those features, by the way, include live streams. So you can grab a broadband version or a dial-up version. Two flavors will fit virtually any internet connection, and they are for free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those on us. Attention, libertarians! This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or a recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Participation is free. You can't beat that price.
Right, and it's all over, and I really think that this is a great idea for libertarians of college age, and I think they'll truly enjoy it and get to meet people that...
networking. Spirits. Yeah, networking. It's good stuff. Apply by March 31st. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com.
You think there'll be some hot libertarian girls there?
There's a good chance. There seem to be more and more hot libertarian girls every single day.
It does seem to be the case.
Libertarianseminars.com, 800-259-9231. We go to the phones to Joe in Athens, Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, you guys you're sitting in New Hampshire, but you're all over the map tonight.
Okay. Yes, we are.
Okay, so I'll try to be quick with my first few comments, and then maybe throw in a few at the end, and I'd like to listen to some of your responses.
Okay.
But on race, you know, when I first tuned in, you were talking about race. I graduated from a high school that was over 90% black folks,
mm-hmm.
and I was a victim of racial prejudice because I was white, and that gave me a good perspective. But what I learned is that white is an attitude.
And what do you mean?
white is an attitude. I'm not white. I'm not, just like I'm not right wing or left wing, I am not white. I'm not high class or low class, not rich or poor. I'm day class A. And I think that kind of dovetails into what you guys are
saying. I agree. You know, I see where you're coming from, and that you can span these classes by, you know, not allying yourself with one particular one.
Exactly.
Yes, I am me. I'm an individual.
Right. So I like that view.
I will disagree. I mean, if you're white, you are white. If you have intercourse with another white person, you're going to have a black child? No. I mean, race is one of those groupings that you can. I can understand trying to distance yourself
ethnicity
from.
Ethnicity truly is, to some extent, it is arbitrary.
For instance,
my best friend Julian Lockhart, I call him black on the show because I choose to do so, because it makes me look like I'm a multinational kind of guy. But in fact, you know, I've never seen him hang out with another black guy. He's really light skinned and has freckles. So you know, I mean, he's just married a white girl. Their kid is likely to be as pale as I am. I mean,
right.
What's that child?
Of African origin. I mean, can't escape that.
Once again, race is a wedge issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wedge issue. It's let's you and he fight rather than let's all work together and deal with what we have to deal with.
Yep.
Yeah, the real division in this world, the real division, the one that they would like to divert your attention from, is the division between those who believe in voluntary interaction and those who believe in coercive interaction. That's the difference.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, because I was going to try to do... I wanted to mention Ron Paul also.
Okay.
I'm a Ron Paul fan.
Excellent.
I've got Ron Paul yard signs. I've been pushing for Ron Paul for more than a year and a half. But I'm from Ohio, and when it came time to vote, I did not switch my. I'm a registered independent, and I voted Democrat because I wanted to vote. There was important local races, and Ron Paul, to me, seems like he's the Howard Dean of the Republican Party. In other words,
gonna make it. Is what you're
saying. Now, if you're not going to make it, I think the way that it works is the powers that be came to him and said, look, you want to hold your seat in Congress, or we'll kill you, or whatever.
Right.
Oh, I know.
So I don't know about that exactly, but I'm just saying, Howard
Dean
dropped out.
Your one vote probably wouldn't have mattered in that particular instance. And also, I think that there's going to be an 11th hour surprise from the Ron Paul campaign. And they're planning it, at least.
What do you know that I don't, Mark? What's
nothing I'm willing to tell.
Oh, really? Because what I heard is that he wanted to hang on to his... I mean, I went to meetings and stuff. What I heard is he needs to hang on to his House seat.
Well, he did. He won. He won his House seat. That race is over.
70%, just like Dennis Kucinich did after he dropped out of it, you know. And
well, okay. He'd been receiving 70% for years. He placed basically where he had been in previous elections. He's always shown...
It was consistent.
It was consistent. He usually shows about in that range.
But he raised a lot of money, and I didn't see much of it spent here in Ohio. Anywhere else.
I don't know about where the money was spent. I mean, has it all even been spent yet? That's something we don't know either. You may have a few million still sitting there.
I'm not saying I'm against Ron Paul. I'm just against this. And I think you guys are as well. The two-party system. And you said something earlier, some of you all did. All three of our main three contenders, I don't know who to vote for.
Yeah. Don't bother.
I mean, I'm tempted to vote for Nader if I have to.
Oh, there'll be a Libertarian
candidate. And he really makes me upset. So
there's always a Libertarian candidate in the race, Joe. I mean, you can always vote for whoever's got the Libertarian Party, signature next to their name.
I mean, some Ron Paul supporters are more Constitution Party people, but I prefer the Libertarian Party. But one of those
The Libertarian Party has certainly lost its way, but they still have more principle than the Constitution Party.
Well, the Constitution Party never had that hardcore principle to begin with.
I prefer the Constitution, but I feel like we've gotten so far away from it, we need people like Ron Paul to really stand up and get out front.
Yeah, I prefer secession.
He has done that.
Joe, final thoughts.
Okay, final thoughts. I was going to bring up, see, that was my, I'll be really quick then.
Yes.
Talking about wives and stuff. That was my beautiful blonde wife mad at me for staying on hold for 45 minutes. But, no, serious. Financial news.
Okay.
You guys talk about a free market. I personally do believe in the idea of a free market, but I don't think free market's free. And when you look at what Fed is doing, Federal Reserve Banks.
Well, hold on. Slow down. If there's a Fed,
let me finish, and I will take my comments off the air.
All right.
I really want to hear what you guys have to say about this. Is they're devaluing the dollar.
Yes.
The Fed, you know, lowered interest rates again. We're going to have hyperinflation. I mean, we're kind of in for a world of hurt, and I'm working on my garden. But I agree with the ideal of a free market. I just don't really believe it's free. I think it's the Bears and Stearns and the Rothschilds or the Chases and the...
We have a response for you, Joe. Thank you for the call tonight.
Okay.
Appreciate, and we agree. Essentially,
we don't agree on. I don't agree on his definition of a free market. The free market is the absence
told
of government
that we're currently in a free market.
And many people who call themselves free marketeers are proponents of the Federal Reserve. You'll hear business people who call themselves free market.
Really?
They talk a lot about the Fed. Oh, yeah.
Sorry to say that as long as government exists, you can't have a coercive government, at least. You cannot have a free market. If there's a central bank, the Federal Reserve, there is no free market. So the free market exists in the absence of government regulation. As soon as government steps in to pass a law that regulates the monetary system or pass a law that regulates some business, you no longer have a free market. And so we're so far away today from a free market, we've got a lot of work to do if we're even going to get close to one in our lifetime.
If the government were just coining money, I know in your world there's still a government, so that's not a free market society in the way you use the term. But if you simply have the government coining the money, as it's bound to do with an agreed-upon standard gold and silver, and assuming they allow people to trade in other things if they want to, you pretty much have a free market in money. And that's probably one of the most important things you can have, is to not have the government in control of the value of the money.
You can't trust them. This is what happened. Andrew Jackson managed to get us back on a gold standard. He tried very hard. He was convinced that the bankers were trying to kill him. Okay? And I'm not 100% sure that they weren't. All right? He was convinced they were trying to kill him. He got us back on a gold standard. And what did they do within a few decades? They went back to
about
the
It was about 100 years.
Trust the government.
It was the gold backing until 1970. We had partial floating gold backing.
Come on. That wasn't gold backing. 1913 was the last time we had
true gold backing. It was 100 years. He bought us a century.
More on the way. You take control. Now it's all in the pot, so it doesn't matter. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order. Or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy them, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 2,000 of our listeners. Over 340,000 posts await you. Lots to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You can find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then become an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get involved with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is very simple, and that is that you send in $3 a month. We take that money in, turn it back around, reinvest it into the show, and thereby get on more radio stations from coast to coast, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. So get on board, get some perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room forum, AMP-only shrine of female listeners, and more, all there at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go continue with the phone calls and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Hi there, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Dr. Death.
Yes.
I want to talk about Dr. Death, because
okay,
you guys were talking about him earlier.
By all means.
And I have a different take than my friend who called earlier, whoever he is, I don't know. But
you mean
I
the other Christian guy?
Yeah, that guy.
The guy who said it should be illegal and that Jesus doesn't like it
right,
when people kill themselves?
Right, and I think it's kind of a stretch, because all the Bible says is you shall do no murder. Now, it's debatable if you're murdering yourself, if you commit suicide. I don't know. That's kind of...
I don't see how you could even debate it. I mean, it seems to me that murder implicitly includes the lack of consent.
I would think that it should, yeah. So, some people would accept that term and say that it is murder, but I don't accept that term, and I don't see anything in the Bible that specifically says you can't kill yourself.
Hmm.
So, I don't take that point of view, but to go another route is I think it's actually a sin the way we keep people alive today, when God is trying to call them home and we're taking extra special measures to keep them alive way past the date when they would have passed away, and generally we're causing them more pain and suffering
yeah.
through the intrusive methods that is used to keep these people alive.
I have to be with you. I mean, I'm with you on that. I don't know if it's a sin or whatever. I'm not a religious guy, but I also agree that it is pretty sick when you've got somebody that is in the process of dying and you're stretching that out simply so, you know, some family members can... I don't know, feel good about themselves. I'm not really sure what the reason
like they tried.
Yeah, it's disturbing. I mean, if somebody's terminally ill or if somebody's really, really sick and they're on the way out the door, why would you want them to stick around any longer? I mean, I agree with you, Gene. It's time to go.
And it's also, you know, you have to consider the cost involved. Now, people say, oh, that's cold-hearted. You're putting a cost on life. Well, quite frankly, there is a cost on life. Now, let's say that you're suffering from some fatal disease, and the medical technology exists to keep you alive for 1 week. But that medical technology costs the entire equal to the national debt of the country. Now, do you think that you should be kept alive for 1 week at the cost of the national debt of the country?
Of course not.
People are going to say that's absurd. But so all you're talking about is the difference between all the money in the world and, you know, $100,000, $200,000.
Right, you're talking about where does each individual draw the line on the cost for themselves.
Right. And I draw the line at where the family can no longer afford to pay it.
Yep.
If the family can't afford to pay it, then I'm sorry, you don't have a right to medical care. Medical care, if you say you have a right to it, it's coming out of somebody else's pocket.
Right. It's not so for free. Absolutely true. And I've told my wife this. You know, I have a living will because, you know, I went to LegalZoom.com and made one of these things because I don't want to be a burden on my family. I said, look, if it gets to the point where it's affecting the savings, I don't want you, you know, and it doesn't look like I'm going to come out of it. I give you complete discretion.
Yeah, life isn't going to be happier with less money and a dead guy. I mean, because if you're dying, you're on your deathbed, and, you know, a little bit of cash is going to keep you alive for an extra 2 weeks, it's not going to make your life, the living people's lives, any happier after you pass away 2 weeks later, and now you're $100,000 poorer. I mean, that's not going to help anybody.
And
at all.
That $100,000 probably buys the poor sap a whole bunch of pain because they got to intubate him, stick these things down his throat at extreme discomfort. And if you're 80 years old and they're sticking that thing down your throat and then they're zapping you with the electricity to keep you awake, to keep your heart pumping. Poking all these lines in your body. And, I mean, there's... The amount of discomfort and pain that causes somebody who's 80 years old and ready to die is just, it's torture. It's
if I'm ever on my deathbed, I think what I want is some good drugs. You know, just that's what I'll spend some, that's what I'll spend the last bit of money on. Spend, you know, get really high before I die. Don't try to keep me alive. Just, you know, send me out in style.
Aldous Huxley did that.
Basically that's what morphine does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Basically,
I'm looking
that's
for something a little
does.
Different.
You know, morphine is it's an what do they call that?
Ethereal.
What the stuff where you're all happy. What do you call that?
Euphoria?
Yeah,
ecstasy.
Euphoria, that's the word I'm looking for.
Nirvana, thank you for the call tonight, Gene. Appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. No, a couple hits of LSD, a little ecstasy to go with that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that's been done.
So Aldous Huxley, you say?
Yeah, he wrote Brave New World.
Yes, he did.
And he had, intravenously, I've heard two different reports. The most reputable, the one I've been able to duplicate, I have sources saying it was LSD. I think there were other ones that said it was something else, but I'm pretty sure it was LSD.
I thought they created that in the 60s. Did he die that recently?
Yes, he died. It was like the 60s or 70s that he died. And he very much liked the drug.
My board operator is reminding me about the experimental chemicals, which I have not tried. So that would be a good time to try an experimental chemical, like, you know, a 2CI. What's it, the other one? Foxy. There's some interesting stuff out there. It's very hard to get your hands on. But
not illegal yet.
No. Some of it's illegal. But some of it, I think, isn't. I don't know. I don't know much about the experimental stuff.
Yeah, I'm not interested in finding out.
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We go to Reese in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Reese. Reese, Florida.
I asked you guys about guns, but you just mentioned 2CI and 2CB, and I've actually tried those out before. And from my understanding, they're illegal if they're in a capsule form.
Hmm.
I don't know.
But they're not illegal if they're in some other form? That wouldn't make sense.
Well, what does? But,
good point. So what was it like? 2CI.
Is,
Excuse me?
What was it like? How was it?
Oh, well, the 2CI was more like, this was years ago, so maybe, I just want to throw that out there. But the 2CI was more like a body high, mm-hmm. and I thought the 2CB was a little more intense than LSD.
Where does one come across these experimental drugs? I mean, were you in a club or something?
No. I've never been to a club in my life. I just have a friend. Well, I don't even know him anymore. But he kind of went down the wrong alleys. But
yeah, well, drug dealers, that happens. You know, they kind of come and they go.
Yeah. But I don't know, it was a one-time thing, and I don't know, it was pretty cool.
Well, you know, the
Be safe, kids.
The danger of this stuff is you just don't have any idea. You know,
yeah, that's another thing. Yeah.
If you could get it from a drugstore,
manufacturer,
you would know what you're dealing with here, and it'd be a lot safer. But
the experimental stuff is so hard to find. It's so rare, you don't have a test kit. Like with ecstasy, if you buy ecstasy, you can go out to Dance Safe, and you can buy a test kit, and you can actually shave off a little bit of the pill to see if it's actually MDMA, which is what it's supposed to be, or if it's something masquerading as that. But with stuff like 2CI and 2CB, there's no test kits for that. It's just not popular enough.
I really have no idea what I had.
Right, and the thing about some of these psychedelics is that they can cause people to have psychotic episodes, never come back. There's all kinds of things.
Well, somebody's got to do it, though. How are we ever going to know what the drug's effects are if we don't have somebody test it?
It stinks until it's your kid. It's fine and dandy until it's your kid.
Even
you know?
Laboratory testing. I mean, even if it was legal, there's no guarantee people would want to do it, but I'm sure some group would try to test its effects.
But to be fair, a lot of the drugs that the government tells you are so bad are a lot safer than they suggest that they are. Not to say kids should run out and do them. I don't recommend that.
I don't recommend it either.
I recommend you do research before you even come close to doing something like this. And arrowwind.org.
I'd agree with you on pot. I don't know about the rest of this stuff. I think
pot's harmless. But the rest of the stuff is not as dangerous as they suggest that it is. It's just not. There have been people that have been using people in the 80s, for instance, early 80s, used large amounts of ecstasy, and they are now productive citizens that live normal lives. And
sure, you're talking about regular ecstasy, but like you said, when it comes to ecstasy, especially ecstasy, you don't have a clue as to what you're getting.
Well, that's why I said. But that's what I'm not talking about the black market product, Mark. I'm talking about the actual drug, MDMA, is not as dangerous as they
pharmaceutical drug up until the
Reese, you had another reason for calling. Hold on. We'll bring you back in hour three. 800-259-9231. And there are test kits which will tell you if you've got the real deal when it comes to MDMA. So you can be relatively safe with MDMA if you're willing to take the extra steps to do so. If you trust the dealer that you meet in the club, then good luck to you.
That's true.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are you looking?